everyone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Good to have you along for the conversation. And here are three big things you need to know going into this next hour. Number one, Detroit has revealed a plan to compensate people after the city overtaxed and foreclosed on homeowners illegally for years. Number two, General Motors, ready to invest billions of dollars in several manufacturing sites in Michigan. And number three, the Michigan House has passed much stricter distracted driving bills. What it includes, what it means to you as a driver in Michigan. This is very important. We've had this conversation here on the program for some time. Pushed by a father who lost a child to distracted driving in Michigan, says it cannot happen again. But a social media policy and other updates to modernize the laws against distracted driving passed in the Michigan House yesterday. Current law prohibits drivers from reading, typing, texting on your phone, on your device, whatever it may be. The new package will now head to the Senate, would expand the prohibition to accessing social media while driving and expand the definition of devices to identify, here's the list. Cell phones, pagers, laptops, computer tablets, and any similar device that is readily removable from a vehicle and is used to write, send, or read text or data or capture images or video through manual input. Basically, anything that takes your eyes off the road is going to be counted. And the reason being is that distracted driving gets people killed. One of the sponsors of the bill is Democratic Rep. Marie Manoogian. She testified that the package could modernize the state's laws to keep up with modern technology. Current Michigan law bans texting while driving, while narrowly means the act of typing a text message on your cell phone. That means a driver can still stream Netflix, shop on Amazon, record a TikTok video, or take a Zoom call on camera while driving and still be compliant with Michigan law. By the way, distracted driving penalties would also increase under the current law. First offense is civil fine of $100, $200 for each additional. The new legislation would cost drivers $100 or 16 hours of community service, then $250 for each subsequent offense, possibly 24 hours of community service. If the driver is involved in an accident, the civil fines double. The second violation of the proposed legislation, a driver would accumulate a point on their driving record, 2 points for each subsequent violation. If a driver accumulates three or more violations within 3 years, license suspension, 90 days. Licenses. So this is, people are taking this seriously now. The question is, can the police enforce it? One of the substitutes adopted added a 5-year sunset provision, which Michigan State Police would compile a report to evaluate how enforceable the new laws and rules are. Republican Rep. John Riley asked, where does the government restriction on liberty end? Unfortunately, in our country, we have a love affair with safety. Liberty has an element of risk. You can't have both. And fellow Republican Roger Houck, who said he hadn't planned on testifying, said his mother-in-law was killed by a driver they believe was texting and driving. I am so sick and tired of people talking about liberties. But who's talking about my mother-in-law's liberties? Her liberties were taken away and they will never come back. I think that the majority of folks support the idea of penalizing severely distracted driving. Some people say it's worse than drunk driving. You know, kids these days, they will not drink and drive. I mean, it has been so ingrained. They put their seatbelts on. They don't drink and drive. For the most part, I mean, you still get DUIs, but not like you used to. People, unfortunately, still get drunk and drive and get people killed, but not like they used to. And so a lot of people have said, and I don't disagree, I suppose, that distracted driving is the new drunk driving. And in many ways, I see how that would be exactly true. At any rate, General Motors announcing this week it plans to invest $7 billion across four manufacturing sites in Michigan. The deal is supported by over $824 million in state incentives. This list includes expanding the Orion Township plant to build full-time electric pickup trucks. It'll add about 2,300 new jobs, averaging $27 an hour. Excuse me, GM will spend $2.6 billion to build an electric battery plant in Lansing, adding 1,700 more jobs, making $22.50 an hour. Another $510 million will be invested in two existing Lansing plants. Mary Barra, the CEO, calls it the biggest investment in GM's history. They will have the capacity to produce 600,000 electric trucks by 2024 when those facilities are upgraded, they claim. Long-term GM plans to roll out 30 electric vehicle models by 2025, 3 years from now, and be solely electric 10 years after that. We'll see if that happens. That's good news for Gretchen Whitmer, who's likely to face a very difficult re-election in November of this year. But she can point to huge investments by General Motors around the state and say, look, I did this. So that, there's no question. That's very good news. News for Michigan. GM investing in that kind of manufacturing capability is good news for Michigan. So the governor will certainly be touting how important that is when she runs for re-election, of course. Meanwhile, in Detroit, the president of the city council has now introduced a tentative plan to compensate residents after the city overtaxed homeowners by at least $600 million between 2010 and 2016. The ordinance is predicated on the idea that the city's actions in overtaxing residents also robbed them of their dignity, and any restitution must endeavor to restore that. Wayne County foreclosed on one in three Detroit homes. Of these foreclosed properties, 80% or 114,000 were owner-occupied. The Michigan Constitution clearly states that localities cannot assess a property at more than 50% of its market value, but the city of Detroit illegally inflated the values of up to 83% of the homes between 2009 and 2015. So the Democrats in charge of Detroit overtaxed in an effort to feed their need for tax dollars between 16 and 18. The proposal went on to explain that such illegally inflated property tax assessments caused 10% of all foreclosures and 25% of the foreclosures of the lowest valued homes. They killed them. They flat out killed them. There you have it. So they're going to try to correct that. They never should have been in that position of having that problem. But they were overtaxed by the people they elected. Knowingly, apparently. Yeah, that's the way that works. Follow the money. Follow the money. All right, still to come here today. We've got a lot going on. We've got Dr. John Lott coming. Plus, right after the break, we've got Ron Rademacher, because it's that time of the week to take a deep breath and say, hey, Ron, are you all right? Dude, seriously, look at me. Are you all right? Ron Rademacher coming up in just a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show. See, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
All right. I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.